The driver of the car that struck and killed Sonnichteen Cadence Bork in the crosswalk at Cedar Hill Cross Road and Merriman Drive almost 2 years ago intends to plead guilty to careless driving at her court appearance next month. Margarita Citrin said she wasn't speeding, wasn't texting, wasn't drinking, wasn't even listening to the radio on her way home from her book club on December 6, 2021. She was looking forward to getting home and having a bath. But Citrin did hit the 16-year-old grade 11, Reynolds Secondary School student. She said she is devastated by what she did. "I've wanted to plead guilty since this happened," Citrin said in an interview at her home. "It's been almost 2 years. I want this to be over for my mental health and for his family." The Bork family has declined comment. Citron's lawyer, Jerry Steele, encouraged her to go to trial, describing the safety issues with that crosswalk as horrendous. But the thought of putting the Bork family through a trial made Citron emotionally distraught, he said. She doesn't want them to experience any more grief. Citron was charged under the Motor Vehicle Act with driving without due care and attention. Following her guilty plea, she will be fined and face a possible driving suspension, said Steele. In the days following Cadence's death, there was a public outcry about the unsafe crosswalk. Protests were held calling on Sonnich to improve safety along the corridor leading to the crosswalk. Sonnich Public Works crews installed a new street light above the crosswalk and replaced round flashing beacons with rectangular rapid flashing ones. Crews also installed new delineators, or plastic bollards, along Cedar Hill Cross Road, providing separation from the road and asphalt sidewalk. A crosswalk ahead, advisory sign and single-file, advisory signs for cyclists were installed at both approaches. All too late for Cadence. And too late for Citrin, who knows she has caused harm and that a young, beloved teenager has died. The retired therapist, mother and grandmother who moved from Toronto 3 years ago, had driven along Cedar Hill Cross Road many times before December 6, 2021. "It was a really dark night. It was raining, sort of foggy. Just very, very dark," she recalled. "It happened so quickly. It was just like a flash. And I don't remember much. I remember a dark shadow and an impact. That's it." She stopped and called the police. "It was a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. I remember the mother coming out. That was, God, yeah, ellipsis. It was an absolute nightmare. I was in so much shock." In the days, weeks and months that followed, the question was always in her mind, how did this happen? How did this happen? Citrin said that since the crash, she has had trouble sleeping. She has flashbacks and is anxious and depressed. "Emotionally and psychologically, it's been a huge trauma. But to think about his family is one of the hardest things. It breaks my heart. I can't even start to imagine how they got through this and lost a child," she said. "I'm a mother. I have two sons and I think about losing them. Your heart just goes. I can't imagine." Her one joy in life is her new granddaughter, but even that is diminished by what happened. "Even looking after her, I look at her and I think of Cadence. I think he was once a baby and his parents went through that whole period of nurturing and caring and now he's gone. So many things keep reminding me of the loss there." Citrin said she has re-evaluated her life. It's made her forget the good she has done. For 6 years, she volunteered at the Distress Center of Toronto, working with people who lost a loved one to suicide. Her sister took her own life many years ago at the age of 30. "That was something close to my heart in terms of getting involved in an organization that helps people deal with the impact of that loss. I certainly know about grieving." She also volunteered with the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, working as a group facilitator with depressed women in the psychiatric unit. She developed a gratitude group at St. Joseph's House Community Center. "Those last years in Toronto were very much about giving back to the community, giving back to individuals, healing and listening," she said. Although she wants to reach out to Cadence's family to express her sorrow and regret, she knows they are not ready to hear from her. "I know that whatever I say, it's not going to bring Cadence back. It's not going to help. It's not going to heal their wounds or decrease their suffering, she said. Citrin is also considering doing some service to honor Cadence's life in some way. The counseling I did and the people I sat with, it was often something that really helped people get over their grief, to create something in memory of the person they lost or to do some service on their behalf. In February 2022, Saanich Council adopted an ambitious goal to eliminate all traffic injuries and fatalities, and the district is in the process of creating a road safety action plan, said spokesperson Kelsey McLeod. A traffic study of a 2.1 kilometers stretch of Cedar Hill Cross Road, from Mackenzie Avenue to Ophir Street, is underway to improve safety for pedestrians and cyclists. Earlier this year, the district received 841 responses to their survey about that stretch of road. The speed limit will be reduced in September to 40 kilometers per hour from 50 kilometers per hour, said McLeod. L. Dixon at TimesColumnist.com.